Sorry, 1 minute late. It's 8:16 on Radio 1. It's the moment we've all been waiting for. Now, this all started a year ago when Mary, who is the sister of Laura, who works on this show, found Laura's old diaries in her bedroom in York. And with a little bit of persuasion and arm twisting, decided she would read them out for us on Radio 1. Now, last time on Laura's diary, Ben, the love of Laura's life, has dumped her by letter, which we think is quite romantic. No one writes letters anymore, do they?
No.
Ben doesn't think they should have a long-distance relationship while she's at university. This is the final season. It's season 5 of Laura's Diary on Radio 1. Please welcome the person that made this all possible in the first place. It's Mary, Laura's sister. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's nice to hear your voice again. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Absolutely wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, I'm luscious, thanks.
Luscious.
Okay, so now we're at...
Even if you do say so yourself.
We're now at 1998, right?
Yes.
What have you been doing since the last time we spoke to you, Mary?
You know, a little bit of chilling, a little bit of villain.
Yeah?
Yeah, how about you?
Been out anywhere nice?
Keep a quiet voice, just now.
Right. You have, haven't you? Anyway.
Well, you know me, I'm a dirty stop out.
Okay, let's have the next bit of the diary, please. The beginning. Okay. The beginning of the end.
11th of August, 1998. Dear diary, Ben came round straight from work today, and so...
Hang on a second, I thought that he dumped you, that's what we just said.
Yeah, but in the summer holidays after we started going out again.
Right, so you're going out with him again now?
Yeah.
God, I can't keep up.
I'm confused already, we haven't even had a sentence.
Right, so Ben came round from work and what?
And so had a shower at ours. Daddy was in a right mood about it and kept going on about how he found it intrusive and that he shouldn't be made to feel like that in his own home.
Oh, I love your dad, I've missed him. I miss your dad and his stories, I really have.
I didn't say anything, but surely it's more intrusive that he walks around in his nightshirt all the time, especially when he sprawls out on the floor in the lounge, and you get an eyeful of the things you really don't ever want to see. Now that's intrusive. What a bloody hypocrite.
Right, let me just stop you here. Could you talk me through these nightshirts?
No, God.
Well, just describe them, because he's going to build up a picture in our head of what they're like.
They're like, do you know who Wee Willy Winky is?
No.
No.
All right.
Is it like, are they like off of medieval times?
Mary, it's like, you know, it's like often stripy, aren't they?
Yes, he's got Punjabi ones as well.
And they're kind of floor length, stripy.
All right, we just needed to know kind of like a brief description of what they like. Anyway, and sometimes you get a little bit of an eyeful when he sprawls out on the floor in the lounge.
It's not worth it anyway. He's always criticising me whatever I do. I'm used to it. His favourite line at the moment is that I'm treating the house like a hotel.
Oh, I've heard that one before, haven't we?
Well, guess what? That's exactly what I'm doing. Yeah, rebel.
Yeah. Wow.
I wouldn't be there if I had a choice. I'll be back in Glasgow in a couple of months. I think Mary's crush on Ben is getting worse. What?
Did you have a crush on him?
No.
You had a crush on your sister's boyfriend.
Oh, Mary.
You look like Dane Bowers.
That's right. She loves a bit of Dane Bowers. Good morning.
Apparently, she won't leave him alone. She made him a card.
Do you remember this?
No.
Do you remember making a card?
No.
Yeah, you do.
You can't just make things up.
You know it's true, Mary.
It's so not true. Gross. It's got lots of hearts on it, and she signed it, Love from Fox Mary. She really is a freak.
Why are you called Fox Mary?
Oh, dear.
Explain.
Yeah, go on.
Basically, when I was really little, I loved foxes, and I was obsessed with them, and I wanted to be one.
What do you want to be when you grow up? A fox? Okay.
Yeah. It's good, though, because she'll do her Ace Ventura impression whenever Ben asks. It's hilarious.
Right, so you used to do an Ace Ventura impression to try and Woo Ben, right?
Yeah, I was the coolest kid.
Yeah, man.
Can you still do that impression?
Let's see that again in instant replay. Okay. Never mind. I asked Ben if... Oh, no. I think my boobs are getting bigger. I asked Ben if he thought they were, but he said he hadn't noticed. Okay. But he's always telling me that I shouldn't bother wearing minimizer bras and that I should just embrace my body.
Mm.
Vic called from Glasgow. She said Kirsty has decided she's a lesbian.
As you do. I think I'll be a lesbian.
To be honest, I always knew she had it in her. She does look like one anyway. Anyway, I better go. Ben's trying to get my attention by sticking his finger into my ear.
Yeah.
He reckons he's got something to show me. Gross.
Good morning.
Don't get jealous, Mary.
Let's see that again.
Instant replay.
Love, Laura.
Right, you're quite embarrassed, aren't you, today?
A little bit, yeah.
Speak to you tomorrow, then.
See you later. Bye.
This is Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And now on Radio 1, it's the final season of Laura's Diary, Day 2. Please welcome the person that found the diaries and agreed to read them out on Radio 1. It's Laura's sister, Mary. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Foxy Lady. How are you?
Foxy, thanks.
Fox Mary at 8:19 with the next bit of Laura's Diary. Go.
19th of August, 1998. Shut up, Scott. Dear Diary. Me and Ben ended up in Silks with Rafe and his new girlfriend last night.
Who's Rafe?
That's our brother.
God, how many brothers and sisters have you got?
Two. Well,
what's his name? Rafe?
Rafe.
Right.
Not Ralph.
Is it really Ralph?
It's Ralph,
yeah.
Isn't it?
No, it'll kill you.
No, but Ralph is his name. He's just trying to be posh.
Yeah.
Like Rafe Fiennes.
No.
Yeah. So, isn't it?
Right, so Laura and Ben are in Silks with Ralph.
And his new girlfriend last night.
Right, Ralph Little, right?
Yeah.
He's quite down to earth. He's not Rafe Little,
not,
is he?
He's Ralph.
He's Ralph Little. Anyway.
Any more Ralphs that you can think of?
There is one, but no one else will know who it is.
I haven't...
Go on.
Are you finished?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. I haven't met her before. I think she's a bit weird. She was wearing a cropped tassely top, knee-high boots, and hot pants. And took me into the toilet to show me her tattoo of a mushroom on her hip. It's horrible.
Really? I bet she didn't last long. What a hottie.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
It was a good night, though. I had 7 bottles of hooch.
Wow. That really makes it 1998, doesn't it? Can you still get hooch?
I don't know.
You can get, like, hooch and 2 dogs, wasn't it? Do you remember?
Yeah.
I was a big Alka-Pop fan back in the day. I don't know if you can still get it. Anyway, 7 bottles of hooch, yes?
Rafe was doing his boyzone dancing. Rafe. And Ben was wasted. Had to put him in a taxi home after he was sick on me.
Brilliant. You must really love him.
Not feeling the best today. Decided to come clean and tell Daddy that I smoke socially sometimes when I'm in the pub.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to be honest about it, in case someone sees me and reports back to him. I shouldn't have said anything. He told me that I had let him down, and they expected more of me, and that he hadn't paid for me to go to private school, for me to throw it away by developing filthy habits like smoking.
For once in my life, I agree with you, Dad. It's disgusting. Didn't pay all that money, did he, see you smoking?
He said I should consider my actions carefully while staying under his roof. I pointed out that he smokes sometimes, like when he has cigars at Christmas time.
Does he smoke a cigar whilst wearing that nightie?
Yeah,
Night shirt, not a nightie.
And a top hat.
That's special. Really?
With perhaps some festive foliage around the top.
Polly,
the ivy.
Your dad wears a top hat at Christmas. with holly on it.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
It depends on the occasion.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, sorry. I'm finding out more all the time. It's brilliant.
Yeah. I pointed out that he smokes sometimes, like when he has cigars at Christmas time. He said that was different. God knows how. I was only trying to be honest. I've been listening to the last mixtape Ben gave me, and I've just realised the last song on it is You Too. Still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Well, that's not good, is it? The last song on a mixtape.
How am I meant to take that exactly? Do you think he's trying to tell me something? I thought the last song on a mixtape was always a really significant one. And what if that's the case, then according to him, me and Ben have no future together. I thought we did. My head hurts. I don't know why I bothered getting up today. I don't think anyone appreciates how hard it is being me.
Oh.
I try to do the right thing, but I never get it right. What's the point? Love, Laura.
Oh, sad end.
Yeah. So now she's smoking and drinking hooch. Seriously, this Christmas time, will you send me some pictures of your dad in that top hat?
Yeah, will do.
We're good. Thanks, Mary. Love ya.
Love ya. Bye.
Mary?
Yeah?
Remind us of why you're called Fox Mary again?
No.
No, go please. Because people might not have heard it yesterday.
Because I wanted to be a fox when I was little.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Could you do your Jim Carrey impression before you go as well?
No.
Please?
Let's see that again in instant replay. This is
Radio. Let's get the latest from Mary on the final season of Laura's Diary on Radio 1.
21st of August, 1998. Dear Diary, I really don't know what to do. Ben was being quite restless in bed last night. Thought he was...
Hang on a second. How did your dad let you sleep with him in a bed?
We were allowed to... Well, he didn't like it, but he let us do it.
I bet his top hat fell off. I bet he was disgusted.
I was sure that your dad would be a knot under my roof.
He didn't pay all that money to send you to public school for you to be in the same bed as a boy.
To be restless in bed together.
It was two single beds.
Oh, good, right. That's okay.
But you slept in the same bed.
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
Anyway, Ben was restless in bed last night.
I thought he was having a bad dream, but then I'm sure I heard him say, Charlotte. He kind of groaned it, so I may not have heard him properly. Mm. But I'm almost positive he did. What the hell am I meant to do? First the mixtape, and then this? I didn't say anything about it, because I didn't want to start an argument. He would only deny it, or he wouldn't have even realised he did it in the first place. I think he knew something was wrong when I left, but I couldn't face talking to him about it. I was scared about what he might say. I don't want us to split up again. The only Charlotte we know is Callum's girlfriend. He may have been dreaming about being with them or something. That's not so wrong. I mean, I always dream about weird people.
What weird people did you used to dream about, Laura?
Jacko from Brushstrokes.
Right.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I fancy them, does it? So why should this situation be any different? I can't lose him now. What if he was thinking about her, though? What if he fancies her? She is quite pretty, if you like that kind of thing. But I think her eyes are too close together.
What kind of thing?
Her eyes are too close together?
Yeah.
You bitch. That's not nice.
Maybe I'm being paranoid. I don't know anymore. I'm not sure I can cope with all this. I'm trying to be rational, but every way I think about the situation ends in me being alone again. I can't win. I'm never good enough, am I? Love, Laura. P.S. It's just been announced. Posh Spice is pregnant.
Oh, there's no mention of the dad in there today, was there really?
No.
I wanted to know what kind of top hat he was wearing today and what foliage. Thank you, Mary.
No worries.
Fuck's sake. Could you just remind us all again why you are called Fox Mary? Just because people might not have heard it yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Because I wanted to be a fox when I was little.
Right, okay, speak to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Love you. And now for the next instalment of Laura's Diary on Radio 1. Here's Fox Mary. Go. Before that, remind people why you're called Fox Mary, because people might not have heard. I know we've done this every day, but tell them again.
I wanted to be a fox when I was little. I thought I was turning into one.
Okay. That's okay, it's fine.
At least I'm not the one who thought she was an otter.
Well, yeah, we had that.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Someone thought they wanted to be a kettle. Anyway, here's the next bit of Laura's Diary at 8:17.
The 22nd of August, 1998. Dear Diary, I've just got back from a long walk in the rain. I needed to clear my head. I'm soaking, but I don't care. It felt good just standing there, getting wetter and wetter.
Hang on a second, is this the same diary as yesterday?
Yeah.
Right.
Nothing between me and the sky. My naked soul.
Oh, no. There are children listening.
Oh.
Are you sure? Pardon?
No, what?
Are you sure this is okay to read on?
Yes.
Okay.
My naked soul, fully exposed to the elements.
My God, you're such a drama queen.
I came in, though, because I started to shiver. And then Daddy told me off for dripping water and mud up the stairs.
Quite right.
Treat this house like a hotel. Yeah.
I've been thinking about me and Ben a lot. I looked in my dream book, and it doesn't look good. The book helps you interpret your own dreams, rather than what you hear someone saying in their sleep. But I still think it's accurate. If it says you hear your own name called, there's important news to come. But if the call you heard was for someone else, then the news is likely to involve a divorce or breakup of some nature.
See ya.
When I was in the rain, I thought about the Spice Girls a lot. I realised I need to have more self-respect, more girl power, and that if I don't confront him, I wouldn't be being true to myself. In Stop, the words go, slow down, read the signs, so you know just where you're going. So that is what I'm going to do.
Oh my God.
Very profound words from
She's
the Spice
taking advice
Girls.
From a Spice Girl song.
Yeah. I'm going to tell Ben what I heard and ask him if he fancies Charlotte. Then I'll know once and for all. Jerry left the SGs and they were okay.
The SGs?
I just got that. I wondered what that was. Right, yeah. Right.
So if Ben leaves me, I will be too. I deserve to know. Love, Laura.
That's right, Laura. If the Spice Girls are all right after Jerry left, you'll be all right too. Love you, Mary. Speak to you tomorrow.
Love you.
And now, slightly later than published, it's Laura's Diary. With the person that made all this possible in the first place, Laura's sister, Mary. Good actual morning.
Good actual morning.
You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Why have you been speaking German, please?
It's just funny.
Explain, please.
Me and my friend at work, Craig, we just thought it was quite funny to speak German in a camp accent.
Right, so, like how?
Like, that's a good chat.
Any more?
Laura, you should have a long look at your hair, yeah?
Which means?
I have, was it long curly hair?
Yeah. Right. And you were texting your sister the other night while you were working, asking yes. for German phrases that you could tell people.
Yes.
Right. Just how you pass the time, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Last time.
Working very hard.
Yeah. Last time on Laura's diary, Laura went out in the rain to have a think about things. She got very wet. And thought about the Spice Girls a lot. Jerry, when she left the Spice Girls, it was fine. The SGs, they were okay. So she's going to confront Ben about him saying Charlotte in his sleep. Now, at 8:21, the next instalment of Laura's Diary on Radio 1 from Mary.
23rd of August, 1998. Dear Diary, what the hell? Firstly, I know what I heard. And secondly, where the hell did that come from? How can he plan that and expect me to be fine with it? How am I supposed to act for the rest of the summer, like everything's okay? How am I meant to feel when I know that with every day that passes, it gets closer to the day he's going to turn around, go off to uni, and leave me behind?
What's happened?
I don't know. She's just weird. I know that going to uni is a big thing, and I know that he wants to do well, but I managed it. I spent the whole of my first year going out with him and doing the long distance thing. Why can't he do that? Why did I have to say anything? I'm always the one that messes it up. Why don't I just think before I open my big gob that none of this would have happened?
Why is he saying this, Laura?
Because I met him in the Golden Fleece in York.
Where we did Most Haunted.
Yeah.
Right.
I met him there and he told me that he wanted, when he went to uni, at the end of the summer, he wanted to go as a single man.
Brilliant.
That's why.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry, Mary, carry on.
I'm in a relationship with no future. I feel empty. It's like working for no money, or like making the tastiest chocolate cake you've ever seen, and then not being able to eat it. What's the bloody point, love, Laura?
Oh dear. So did Ben just deny everything, Laura?
Yeah.
Right. And he wants to go to uni as a single man.
Yeah.
So you're now in a relationship knowing that it's a time bomb just ticking away.
Yep.
And at some point, quite soon, you're going to be single again.
Yep.
And you can't even eat the chocolate cake.
You can't even have cake to make yourself feel better. Oh, God, emo. Thanks, Mary.
Cheers, Scott.
Love ya.
Love ya. Bye.
Right, just why you're called a fox again?
Because I wanted to be a fox when I was older.
Thanks. More your show with Scott Mills, cause Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1. Oh no, everybody hates Ben now, yeah. From the diary, don't they? Look at the texts. Ben is a pig. How could you do that to Laura? You're getting too involved. It was 1998. They don't like him at all, do they? Check out the texts.
There is one that's just coming that says Ben is a legend.
Yeah.
A bit harsh.
Just the one. So he wants to go to uni as a single man, is what he's saying to Laura. So now Laura has to act like everything's okay when she knows that at the end of the summer, it'll probably be over. That is rubbish. Being in a relationship and you know it's going to end, how are you supposed to act? I'm with you on this. I'm getting a little bit emo for you because I'm just feeling nice today. Well, where was he at uni?
He was going to go to Sheffield Uni.
Right, and you were where?
Well, this is the thing that really annoyed me at the time, because I'd spent the whole of the previous year, I'd done my first year at Glasgow University and gone out with him, and then he said as soon as he was going off to university, then that was it.
Even though you stayed with him for the whole of your first year, long distance,
yeah,
as a student at Glasgow Uni.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boys are rubbish.
Hang on a minute. In your first year at uni, though, weren't there other... boys.
That Let's not
doesn't
talk about
count.
That.
No. Oh, right.
That doesn't count.
It does. I still was going out with him.
Right. But.
This will be. Go on, anyway. Keep justifying this. This is fascinating.
Keep digging, my darling. Good morning, Ben, if you're listening. Oh, no, it's fine. No, you don't need to explain yourself. It's fine. In your head, you were still going out with him, and that's what
I
mattered,
never
right?
I didn't go with him, did I?
No, you didn't. That's
well,
right.
Then.
Mm-hmm. It's like those people, you know, like when you first go to uni and you're going out with somebody and like, yeah, we'll still stay together when we're going out. It never happens, does it?
No.
I'm sorry if you're a fresher and you're listening right now and you're going out with somebody. It's not going to work. It never does.
It's over.
It's off.